Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, fantasy football freaks. Yes, fantasy football freaks and geeks and fantasy football knows. You have reached episode 20 in season 1 of Inside the Fantasy Football Podcast with your host, the Guru. How's everybody doing tonight? Man, we are already in week 11. Can you believe it? Where most leagues, I hope that you do like everybody else and has your fantasy playoff start in week 14 with the championship being in week 16 where you don't have to worry about the who's not going to play in week 17 if some teams already have playoff sittings wrapped up and you don't have to go through that. But if you don't worry, I'll still be here through week 17 giving you a waiver wire goal, helping you build your roster till you get to the playoffs and championships. If you'd like to call in, our call-in number is 319-527-6060. We also have a chat board if you'd like to hit me up on there. I'll answer your questions. And see if you can try to stump the Guru. But we're going to jump in hard and fast as there was some major injuries this past week. We'll start with the AFC East Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen looks to be healthy and will be back in the starting lineup when they return from their bye week this week, week 11. So next week, Josh Allen will be back. With that offense struggling, really, the only player I'd touch in Buffalo right now would be Shady LeSean McCoy. That team's got a lot of work to do on the offseason. They also released Nathan Peterman, which to me, that's not much of a loss. Miami is on the bye week, and it looks like Ryan Tannehill could be able to start next week coming out of the bye, but we'll just have to wait and see. Devontae Parker and Jakeem Grant might be back after the bye. You don't know. You have to watch the reports coming out between now and then. The Patriots, Rob Gronkowski is a player who probably will benefit most from the bye week for them. He's missed the past 3 or 4 games. Back ankle. Don't get me wrong, I'm a big Gronk fan. He's awesome at tight end position, but with injuries, especially his back, he has really fallen off. I'll be honest, I'm on the verge of knocking him out of my top 3 tight ends in my tight end rankings. At the beginning of the season, Gronk was tier 1, then followed by Travis Kelce and Zach Ertz. But now it's just like the top 2 is Kelce and Ertz. But Gronk, I'll be honest, I hate to say this. He's a good tight end, even though I'm not a New England Patriots fan, but a respected good player. Gronk should go ahead and retire with the way his back is. New York Jets, they are on their bye week as well, and this will give Sam Darnold some extra time to rest his strained right foot. Baltimore Ravens. This is also going to tie into when we get into our top waiver pick. Joe Flacco missed Wednesday's practice with a hip injury, wrapping up speculation that Lamar Jackson will make his first NFL start. John Harbaugh, the coach, does not have to practice to play, which is perceived feasible as he is the incumbent starter. But what makes me wonder is Harbaugh declined to discuss who would start Sunday's game. And his answer was, I do not feel like we owe anybody any answers. AJ Green remains the biggest question in Cincinnati. Remember last week I said two games, they're going to let him rest for two games, not play him, and then take a look at the injury. Well, they're still one game into that. And be honest, Cincinnati's offense misses him, but we'll just have to wait till see come December what that injury is. If you're an IDP, Nick Virgil is still not practicing, the linebacker for Cincinnati. Vontaze Burfict returned to practice this week. Houston Texans, Deontay Foreman practiced for the first time this season today after tearing his Achilles tendon nearly a year ago. This opens a 21-day window. And the coach, Bill O'Brien, wants to make sure that he's fully healthy for returns, and I don't blame him. IDPs in Indianapolis, Clayton Gathers, knee, Malik Hooker, hip, and both starting safeties and veteran backup Mike Mitchell has all missed practice wins. Gathers not practicing might be more of a precaution because he missed two of 3 days of practice last week and still started against Jacksonville. Hooker practiced all 3 days, even being on injury report, and played. Mitchell is the biggest question as he's been out since week 8 against Oakland. He left early. Looking at Denver, Denver may get some good news. Royce Freeman may be back after missing two games with a high ankle injury. The thing is, he still leads the team in rushing touchdowns, even though he is losing yards to Phillip Lindsay. The Chiefs looks like Sammy Watkins and linebacker Anthony Hitchens will be good to go this week against Rams on Monday night. In IDP's Los Angeles Chargers, Joey Bosa was limited in the first day of practice today, marking the first time he practiced since re-aggravating a bruised left foot during practice that led up to the team's season opener. Martavis Bryant, Oakland Raiders, which he has not done nothing, but is worth note since Amari Cooper's been traded. He's out indefinitely with a PCL strain. Jordy Nelson is questionable with a bone bruise to his knee. Dallas Cowboys, nothing really there. They look healthy. The Giants, good. Eagles, could get two big IDP players back, Tim Jernigan, herniated disc surgery, and Sidney Jones hamstring. Looks like they will play this week. Chris Thompson of the Rams may not play still with that rib injury. Three more players questionable, Jameson Crowder, place kicker Dustin Hopkins, even though I stream kickers. Khalil Mack and Robinson return for Chicago. That's really all the major news except for the Green Bay Packers. Randall Cobb, Kevin King, cornerback, Nick Perry, outside linebacker, will not play Thursday against the Seahawks. Stephon Diggs returned back to practice this week after having rib injury. Looks like he should be good to go Sunday night against the Bears. Torrey Smith, wide receiver, Carolina, injured knee, returned to practice. Really, that's about it. We're going to take a quick call real quick right here before we go to break and hit our Waiver Wire Gold Pickups. Caller, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing good.
Quick question. Seattle defense, they are not doing all that great on fantasy. Would you recommend getting rid of them?
Depending what the options are out there this week, what teams are you looking at picking up? A good matchup is Arizona if they are available in your league. They are facing the putrid Oakland Raiders defense.
Right now, the best options available are the Washington Redskins, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, and Carolina.
Ooh, let's see. I know Carolina is playing Detroit in the Dome this week. That may be a good matchup depending. Looking right here, Tampa Bay plays the Giants this week. That looks like a real good matchup right there for Tampa Bay's defense, as you saw what, as everybody's seen, the Giants' offense is really hit or miss. Washington plays Houston, even though they lost Will Fuller to an ACL. Houston's offense is still awesome with Deshaun Watson. So, of my two, I would probably take either Carolina or Tampa Bay.
Okay. Also, James Conner, I think that's his name. Do you have an update on him? I heard he was in concussion protocol.
Concussion protocol, yes. James Conner did return back to practice. Let me get that real quick right here. I did skip all about that. And since we're speaking about Pittsburgh, Le'Veon Bell will not be returning back to Pittsburgh. He did not sign his franchise tag by 4 o'clock yesterday. He is done. That's the end of the saga of Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh. I can say bye-bye. But James Conner he entered the week in production and concussion protocol, but practice in full and practice. Coach Mike Tomlinson is optimistic, saying he hopes this week he practiced all week. So just watch the waiver wire, watch the team reports. He should be playing this week against the Jaguars.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we are going to hit these waiver wire gold pickups. We'll be back after this quick break. We'll be right back. Welcome back, and let's hit that waiver wire gold for week 11. If you're streaming quarterbacks, and I could not believe that I actually writing about these two of these three quarterbacks going into season. If you told me after the first four games I'd be talking about either one of them as a good streaming option this week, I would not have believed you. But the first one is Marcus Mariota, Tennessee Titans. The past two games, he's been great. He's been good. Last week against New England, he passed for 228 yards with two touchdowns, completing 66.7% of his passes, adding two rushes for 21 yards. This week, he gets the Colts defense, who allowed over in a standard league 21 fantasy points to a Blake Bortles of all people. Tennessee's offense is flying high, and it should continue this week. Dak Prescott, the Dallas Cowboys, after a slow start this season and a poor second half of the season last year, he's averaged in standard leagues 20 points in the last three or four games. His passing numbers haven't been amazing, but his ability as a rusher has helped fantasy stats. He scored a rushing touchdown in three of his last four games as well. And Prescott takes on the Falcons and their struggling defense this week. Third one, which I already spoke about it in the injury report, is Lamar Jackson, Buffalo Bills. He may get his chance to start this week if Flacco cannot take the field. What makes him so appealing is Lamar Jackson is a good passer, but it's that scrambling ability that he brings to the game. And they're playing the Bengals defense, who allowed over 500 yards in three consecutive games. So if Lamar Jackson's playing, you need a good streaming option to fill in for the bye. Right there's three, especially Lamar Jackson, that can pick up. Running backs, Rashad Penny, he finally had that breakout game for Seattle he'd been looking for. A lot of people was calling him a draft bust, but he stuck in a backfield, and if Carson can't go, Penny may just continue his 12 carries for 108 yards and a touchdown as he did against Rams. Another one is Theo Riddick for the second consecutive week. Riddick did not receive one carry, but he caught six balls for 60 yards. And with Golden Tate being traded, he's going to have to catch more balls. Wide receivers, and this is one I failed to mention during injury, Cooper Kupp tore his ACL against Seattle. Josh Reynolds is going to be stepping in. He did have a filled in nicely in a couple games, had a couple touchdowns for him, for Cooper Kupp. So if you're a Cooper Kupp owner, you need to grab Josh Reynolds. Anthony Miller, Chicago. He's a good feeling when Allen Robinson was out, but Robinson returned, had a great game, but Miller still continued to thrive. He caught five targets for 122 yards and a touchdown. This rookie wide receiver is catching on at the right time. And I just have one tight end this week, and that is Jeff Hermann, Denver Broncos. This is really a bad week for tight end fillers this week, but I take Jeff Hermann for the Denver Broncos. Look at his matchup this week that he's got. It's a great matchup. Denver should be able to pass the ball. I'm looking real quick again who Denver is playing. As it has left my mind, they're playing the Chargers. And the Chargers secondary is not as good as it was last year. That middle of the field tight end range should be open for them. So he should have a bounce back game in week 11 as he did in his first game in week 9, catching 10 balls for 83 yards and a touchdown. And excuse me, I feel like I just remembered that Denver was on bye week. So Jeff Hermann should continue his trend where he left off against the Chargers, where he left off against the Texans in week 9. Let's look at, since our previous caller brought up the defenses that should be added. First one, of course, is Arizona, if they are available in your league, and they probably are with the way they have played this year. But if you look at the last game, the way they played, they actually played good defense, holding the Chiefs to a limited number of points that they did. And this week they got that porous defense of Oakland. Carolina Panthers defense, it's really a boom or bust with them, but they're playing Detroit, whose offense is really struggling after they traded Golden Tate, but I still don't understand that unless he's a free agent at the end of the year and they decide, hey, let's get something out of him. It still blows my mind when they traded Golden Tate. You have Tampa's base defense going against the New York Giants. That'd be a good one to pick up. Washington, maybe two good defenses going against each other. Low-scoring game. Let's talk about kickers, which is what I love to do, streaming kickers and defense, not holding no two kickers or two defenses on my roster. Just stream them, pick up the best matchup of the week. Number one option for me, I'm just going to list my top five kickers for this week. Jake Elliott of the Eagles are playing the Saints, should be a high-scoring affair. Harrison Buckner of the Chiefs and Rams, we know that's more likely going to be a track meet. Justin Tucker, Ravens versus Bengals. Will Lutz, Saints and Eagles again. Greg Zuerlein, Rams Chiefs track meet. And I'm going to throw one more out there. I know some people has asked me offline and through my Twitter. By the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at IFFGuru. They've asked me, what about the Atlanta Falcons kicker situation? And yes, and I'm probably going to butcher his name, Giugoro Talvecchio, the Falcons kicker. He's filling in for Matt Bryant while Matt Bryant is injured. Matt Bryant is week to week. So on that kicker situation, you're going to have to watch the injury reports coming out from Atlanta to decide which kicker to pick up. And really, you won't know to probably right before kickoff for that matchup. Now we're going to one of my favorites, IDPs, individual defensive players. And to me, the way early in the season, I was telling you best players to pick up. Now I'm telling you, as we're getting later in the season, the waiver wire is getting thinner and thinner. I'm giving you the best matchups for the week. And if they're on bye week and you got to stash them and you have room on your roster to stash them, go for it. The first one is Dante Fowler of the Rams. he really come out so good in his first game. He is not the primary focus because then the defense got Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh. Fowler could sneak through and blow offenses up. Excuse me, another is Carl Nesbitt, Tampa Bay. And with the injuries that they have, with Lavonte David and a couple more, he's got increased playing time, and he has responded with 4 sacks over his last 4 contests. He's not going to contribute much in TACOM, but he's well-protected playing the opposite of Jason Pierre-Paul. He's continued to see an above-average snap volume. He should remain on your radar as a D-line 3, a good fill-in. Going to linebackers real quick, Deion Jones has been on the IR designated return since the beginning of week 2 with a foot fracture. He was just activated and looks like he will be able to start in a very crucial game for Atlanta against the Cowboys. It's no guarantee he plays every down, but he's another one of them stashes that I was talking about to put on your roster if you have roster space for week 12. And so I said, build your team for the fantasy playoffs. Nick Vigil, Cincinnati, and Zach Cunningham, Houston. Both of them are returning from injury, and these will be ones you'll have to watch your waiver wire. But both of them, linebacks are top 15, top 20 options when they do return. But one that is playing this week is Jatavius Brown for the Los Angeles Chargers. Brown has been on fire as of late, racking up 11 total tackles in week 9. And that's just playing just 63% of the snaps. He put up another 11 tackles in week 10 in an ever down roll. With Denzel Perryman and Casey White both now out for the season on IR, he will be a 3-down player and be locked in as a high upside linebacker too. He should be one of your top waiver wire pickups in ID League this week. Looking defensive backs real quick, TJ McDonald, Chicago, is another one of them stash players as Miami is on bye week. But he should be a top 20-25 play starting in week 12. Adrian Phillips of the Los Angeles Rams. With two, like I said, two of their starting linebackers on IR, Phillips will gather more playing time. And with the last 3 weeks, his stats increases 6 tackles, combined tackles, 4 tackles, 5 tackles. He is considered a DB3. A good fill-in for this week if you need him, folks. I wish everybody luck this week in the fantasy football as I've went on a roll since I started 1-5. Went on a 4-game winning streak and 5-5. Got to the 8th and final playoff spot. But thanks to help from two of my boys in the league knocked out the 2 teams in front of me, I'm sitting in 8th place. So a big thank you to the Pilot Mountain Ravens and Christus Knights for helping me out in the playoffs. I told one of them, I was talking to him that I needed luck and a winning streak. Got the luck and winning streak. Let's keep it going. But good luck, everyone, this week. Hope y'all win, and let's all get that hashtag championship title. We will see you soon, folks. We'll see you next Wednesday night at 11 p.m. This is the Guru signing off.